This is Chad Anderson. I'll be interviewing Mr. Ken Alderton on December 16, 1990. He was a student at National Mines School. We'll be doing the interview at Mr. Alderton's house.
Okay, when and where were you born?
I was born here in National Mine in 1929, February 27, 1929.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Two brothers and seven sisters.
Do you remember their names and ages?
Well, just about. You want them named?
Sure.
Okay, one sister, Pat, must be 65. Brother Alan is 60. I guess he just turned 60 last week. No, yesterday, December 15th. And then there's Vivian, 58, I guess. Sally must be 56. Lucille, 54. No, Karen, 54. Lucille, 52.
Where's Rosie?
Who's after her? Mary Beth. She must be about 48, probably. And then there's Caroline, who's 41, I'd say. And Jerry must be about 38. So that's it.
How many of them went to National Mine?
Oh, everyone.
Oh. Yeah. When and who did you marry?
I married my Rosalie, my classmate, in 1951. June 23rd, 1951.
Do you have children?
We have a girl and a boy.
And what are their names and ages?
Daryl and Julie. Daryl is 36 and Julie is 31.
Did they go to National Mine?
Daryl graduated from National Mine in 72 and Julie graduated from Westwood in 77.
Oh. What years did you attend National Mine?
From 37 to 47. No, 30. Must be 35 to 47.
So you graduated
from high
school?
Yeah.
And you remember?
Never went to kindergarten.
Oh. You remember some of your teachers from grade school?
Well, yeah, there was Amy Stoll and Miss Austin, who is now Mrs. Gleason, and Miss Peterson, Fanny Millimack, Jean. What was our sixth grade teacher, Jean Thomas? Jean
Thomas.
And the seventh grade, of course, we had a different amount of teachers. Of course, there's a Mr. Anila, who happens to be a great uncle to your President Randy Anila.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter Bath, who was the superintendent. And it was a Mrs. Coughlin, several teachers in high school.
Do you remember any humorous or interesting stories about them?
Not really. Back in those days, there wasn't as much joking and cutting up as there is today.
Oh.
That we know of, that we knew of at the time. They were all straight-laced.
Do you remember some of your junior high or high school teachers?
Well, they were, I mentioned Mr. Anlon and Mr. Bath and Mr. Lindbergh and Mrs. Vanstell. Yeah, there was several of them.
How long was the school day?
We used to start at 9 o'clock. Yeah, we had an hour off, an hour and 15 minutes for lunch, and we were done at 4 o'clock in high school.
Oh.
Junior high, we were done at 3 and
6:30. Are these mine, Rosalie?
Yeah.
How'd you get to school?
Well, when I was in the first six grades, I lived out in Green Creek location, which is near guys off Highway 81 off there. We rode a bus from, was it Ely Township at that time? We lived in Ely Township, in the southern half of Ely Township, attended National Mine School. And we were bused in by the Hunkla Bus Company and Otto Anderson Bus Company. Private concerns or contractors.
What subjects did you have?
Well, basically English, arithmetic, reading and writing and arithmetic, history, geography.
What was your favorite one?
I couldn't say. History, I guess. Yeah.
What was the toughest one?
Well, algebra in high school.
Oh.
I love that was.
Geometry.
Yeah, geometry wasn't as bad as algebra to me.
How did kids dress?
Yeah, we had a dress code in a sense. There was no slacks by the girls. Boys were usually fairly well dressed, pants pressed. No cutoffs, no shorts, no tank tops.
Were there any special fads or sayings?
Not really. During World War II, there were probably a few, but I don't recall.
How were kids expected to act and behave?
They had to be behaved, well behaved. There was no sassing of the teachers, or no whispering and loud talking. Teachers were strict disciplinarians at the time.
Did the kids obey?
Very much so. Very much so.
What punishments were given?
Well, down in the grades, you have one teacher used to pull their hair a little bit and slap them across the fingers with a ruler if they were really unruly. And they all remember that.
What kinds of extracurricular activities were there?
There really wasn't any supervised activities other than basketball. Basketball was a whole life back in those days. Cool. I started in fifth grade and went right through high school, played basketball all the time.
Did any teams win a trophy or championship?
Not during my tenure. We came close one year, but an outsider team come in and beat us.
How did the teams travel to other schools?
Well, let's see, when our junior high, we never had any competition outside of the Ishmael St. John's Church, and they come by cars. But we got into high school, our local bus took us. We traveled as far as Michigamme and Trenary, Republic champion. Ishmael. We used to play Ishmael B team as a regular season game.
Remember any special cheers for the team?
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? That was it.
How would you describe your academic performance?
Average.
What was lunchtime like?
Well, the bus students, they either carried bag lunches. I guess they all carried bag lunches. We never had any hot lunch program per se. Once in a great while, there was a soup line or hot beans. And once in a while, they'd give us juices, tomato juices or grapefruit juices or something like that. But there was no hot lunch program.
Where was the cafeteria?
It was called the lunchroom. I know what room that is now.
The art room.
The art room right now.
Oh.
It was a lunchroom. Right across from Magna Training.
Who was the principal?
George Anilaw.
Could you describe him?
Strict disciplinarian. Everybody respected him, and they still talk about him. What a teacher he was. He was a good teacher.
Did the school have any special picnics or outings?
Not really. No picnics or outings. We did have high school parties. I guess junior high and high school parties. Each grade would have a party sometime during the year, and that they would invite the rest of the high school and junior high to that party.
Did any of your teachers have an impact on your life?
Well, I suppose most of them did, in a sense. But I'd say George Anilaw, with his discipline, is the most memorable.
Oh. What was your graduation ceremony like?
Well, we had an outside speaker coming from Marquette, and our valedictorian and salutatorian each gave a short talk.
What special memories do you have of your graduation?
Well, our graduation was in a two-part series. We had a baccalaureate night on a Sunday evening, and our graduation was always on Thursdays.
Did you have a prom?
No, we just had those high school parties where we would have our dance.
Oh. Did any tragedies occur when you were in school?
No.
Were you able to maintain contacts with your childhood friends?
Several of them over the years. We have class reunions. We had class reunions every five years for several years. And we had a great big school reunion in 1966, commemorating 50 years of graduating classes from National Line. And we are having a 75-year anniversary coming up this July.
Wow. What do you think is the biggest change in the school since you were a student?
Well, the school facility itself has gone from kindergarten through 12 to a kindergarten through 8th grade system through the consolidation. The removal of the auditorium, the gym and auditorium were one large area at one time. You sat in the auditorium and watched all the ball games and so forth, and plays.
What are your fondest memories of National Line School?
I suppose the senior class plays, spring operettas, and basketball.
Were you a good basketball player?
Yeah.
Top score.
In as much detail as possible, could you describe your school board position?
Well, I was elected in 1958 for the first time, I think, and I was served the National Line School Board for 15 years.
Wow.
And then I got over onto the Knight School Board for the next 8 years, so I had 23 years of school board experience.
What was the most rewarding part of your term on the school board?
I suppose I was instrumental in helping one of the persons responsible for the consolidation of the four or five townships.
What was the most difficult part of the school board?
Usually negotiations. We had to, you know, keep the teachers happy, keep the taxpayers happy at the same time.
How were you chosen for your school board position?
Elected, a popular vote.
During your position, were you involved in any special projects or programs?
Well, the rebuilding of the Westwood High School and addition, the changing of the auditorium and gymnasium here in the National Mine School.
Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your school board term?
I don't think there's anything really humorous. Exciting would be probably the first graduating class from a new high school, Westwood High School.
Can you describe what your co-board members were like?
Well, the first 14 years they were all from Tilden Township, except we had one from Ely Township who was a manager of the Northwoods Club at the time, and has since moved away.
After you graduated from high school, did you go to college at all?
I took a couple of short courses, one at Michigan State and one at Northern. Short course at Michigan State was involved with dairy herd improvement. I was a milk tester for a few years.
Oh.
And then at Northern I took some business courses. I was learning how to market products and so forth. And then I went into insurance business and I had several courses in insurance.
And what has your career been since then?
Well, I was an insurance man for 20 years, and milkman for 13 years, and now I'm a laborer at the local powder plant or explosive plant down here, Pepperell Rico.
Were you ever in service?
I spent 2 years in service, 1950 to 52, during the Korean War, but never went overseas.
Oh. You mentioned that your wife went to school with you.
Right.
What year did she go to school?
Same thing. She graduated 47 also.
Oh, did you date in high school?
Started freshman in high school and been going ever since.
Wow.
Almost 40, it'll be 40 years this summer.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about anything?
Well, I think through the forensics and declamations and so forth and the school plays that we had in high school, it helped me in public places. I happened to be raised to the highest degree in odd fellowship in the state of Michigan. I was the Grand Master. 1980, presently on the Grand Patriot of the Grand Encampment of Michigan, which is the highest position possible in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
And I've done that through, I'd say, the background from high school training.
So you were involved in forensics in high school?
Somewhat, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Well, I did. I must have. It was more or less, you just tried out for it, and if you made it, you were... They weren't... dramatic teams or anything like that. They were just, you were picked. They had freshmen and sophomores were declamations and juniors and seniors were orations. Declamations, you used somebody else's material and memorized it. And in orations, you wrote up your own material and memorized it. And give it in front of a public.
Did they have any football teams back then?
No football teams, no baseball teams.
No track.
No soccer, no track. It all started after I got out of high school.
Did the junior high kids play basketball at all?
They did. They played small teams from St. Paul and Agani and St. John's and Ishpeming and maybe some from Marquette. That was about the extent of the junior high basketball.
Mm. Well, I think that's just about all of it.
All right, thank you.
How many people were in your graduating class?
Yeah, our graduating class consisted of 18, which was the largest graduating class up to that date. Since then, of course, there were a few larger ones.
And how many kids went to National Morning School?
Well, I say there were 75 in high school from 9th to 12th grade, and in the lower grades, I suppose they averaged about another 160.
So they didn't have any...
It wasn't a big school. It was a Class E and Class D school.
No band or anything?
No band. They didn't start the band until about 3 years after we got out of high school.
And when you were a child in National Mine, what did you do for fun?
Well, we used to go skating and sleigh riding, bobsled riding.
Do you remember what the skis were like at all?
Well, yeah, they were... The first pair of skis I had was a bird's eye maple about 5 feet long, and I took a jump on a hill of Green Creek and I broke them on the first jump. So I never had a new pair of skis since.
Is there anything else at all you'd like to add about National Mine School?
No, I guess not. That's covered pretty well.
I don't think Kelly asked me the ages of the kids, did she?
Did you ever want to leave the National Mine area?
Not really. We lived in Ishmael for 3 years and that was it. Then we come back after I married when I was in the service, and we come back and we lived in Ishmael for 3 years, and then we were able to buy her grandmother's house here where we are presently for the last 35 years.
So this is her grandmother's house right here?
Her father was born in this house. Her mother was born over there in our son's house.
Do you think you'll ever leave the Upper Peninsula? You like it up here?
Oh yeah, this is God's country, that's all there's to it.
Yeah.